8:15 this morning. We're going to give our take on what happened on Sunday with the NFL going to Nickelodeon. It has received a lot of talk and interaction this week around the country, social media, here on the station. And we'll pass by this show at 8:15, but I wanted to spend some time on this show early this morning. We talked about it a little bit yesterday in our handoff to Norm and Donovan. And on the drive home yesterday, I really did enjoy their discussion of watching SpongeBob SquarePants for the first time. The show that first aired late 90s and really became a hit in the early aughts. And I mentioned yesterday, I was really looking forward to this when we were handing it off to Norm and Donovan and Mike, because I said, I know I'm not in the SpongeBob demo, I guess, but I loved that show, watching it with my youngest child, who's now 20. And seriously, the other night when we were talking about the 10 to noon show doing that segment about SpongeBob, we got to talking, okay, if you had to tell them to watch one, what would it be? And we came up with about five or six. They reviewed the I Ripped My Pants episode, which is hilarious, and it has a song at the end about ripping your pants. It sounds like a Beach Boys song. That cartoon, as I said, do y'all remember when we did the SpongeBob segment? It was a long, long time ago.
Vaguely.
When my youngest was really little, he was like three or four, and I was watching SpongeBob. I'd watch it with him. I'm not ashamed to say I would watch it with him just about every day. It was very entertaining for him, and it was very entertaining for me as a cartoon fan. And at the time, I called it, this is the best animated show, I think, since Bugs Bunny. Now, I was not a Simpsons fan. Obviously, that's an incredible show that has gone a long, long time. I just never really got into that show, Family Guy. But I mean, one that's really aimed at kids. I would say The Simpsons, Family Guy are more of an adult.
That's adult stuff.
That's adult animation. But this show is aimed at kids, but it had that hook of kids love it because of the bright colors, the funny voices, everything that a kid loves in a cartoon. But the adult loves it because the writing on that show was really, really good. It was funny. I mean, some of the lines at the time, my son would not laugh, and I don't know if I'd be on the floor laughing, but I would laugh out loud. I mean, it was entertaining and funny, and it was really a cool experience listening to those guys talk about it, watching it for the first time. And it got me thinking about, should we put Junior down that path and have him just watch an episode just to see what it's like, just to see what all the SpongeBob hype is about? And I don't think I can conclusively say, yes, you've got to watch it, because I think you can go through life and never see SpongeBob and you'll be okay. But you like humor, and we liked cartoons growing up. I know you have aversion to animated shows, but you just like The Simpsons, you ought to give it at least one episode just to see if you chuckle.
Well, I don't mind doing that experiment for the show. I'll give it an episode. But, you know, I gave The Simpsons a couple of episodes, and while I found it funny, I didn't watch any more after that, because I do have an aversion to animation as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to leave the cartoons behind when you're, say, 10, maybe 12.
Uh-huh. Strange aversion.
And I just don't really like animation. I've seen a couple of animated movies that I've enjoyed as an adult, but very rarely. Like, I have no interest in sitting down and watching a lot of SpongeBob, Simpsons, Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, whatever the other ones are. I have no interest in that.
Family Guy may surprise you.
I think they're all
flipping funny that thing is.
There's so much out there that is performed by real humans that I think is great or could be great, and I'd rather watch that.
Yeah, but this is performed by real humans, voice-wise.
But I'm not seeing real humans' bodies.
Yeah, but you hear them, and man, those voices and the delivery is really, really funny.
Yeah, you can do so much funnier stuff with animation than you can do with the real bodies.
Suspend reality, and and we got to talking about some of the episodes, and I think this is just one line, but here's another thing about SpongeBob. As I told you a long time ago, it's really, really unstable. You have characters living at Bikini Bottom under the sea, and yet they drive around.
Isn't that a funny place to live?
Bikini Bottom? That's kind of funny, right? Uh-oh, we're not getting much reaction from that side of the room. They live underwater. They have transportation.
They drive boats underwater.
They drive boats, but they're like cars. That's really strange. They have a friend, Sandy, who's a squirrel from Texas, and she has nothing but basically a fishbowl over her head so that she can survive underneath the water.
Yeah, she's the only one that breathes air.
Let me write all this down because it sounds hilarious.
It is funny.
It is hilarious. Plankton, I think, may be my favorite character.
He's really small and really evil.
Really evil. He's the diabolical genius. He's trying to get the formula for the... Boy, we have totally lost Junior over there.
No. Which one is the... But it's great because he's the guy who is trying to get the formula for the burgers at the Krusty Krab.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
The Krabby Patties.
He wants that formula.
He's willing to do anything to get it.
My stomach is killing me from laughing.
But Plankton, okay, he's married to a computer?
Yeah.
And that's weird. And boy, she's always lighting him up, too. And that was my favorite moment on SpongeBob when Plankton was being just read the riot act by his wife, who is a computer. And she said, and what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And he looks to the camera. He has one eye. He looks to the camera, real beaten down. His eyelids starting to sag down a little bit and looks right at the camera and says, and she's off again, ladies and gentlemen.
He's addressing the cartoon crowd.
And again, no reaction from my three-year-old, but I'm just cackling on the couch. Almost a Jer missed putt laugh over that.
Oh, and SpongeBob's eternally optimistic. He loves working as a fry cook at the Krusty Krab.
Will do it for the rest of his life. Thinks every day is the greatest day.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to make those Krabby Patties.
His best friend is Patrick, the starfish, and he lives up under a rock.
SpongeBob lives in a pineapple.
Yeah. He lives in a pineapple under the sea. The whole thing, when you zoom out and you talk about it like this, sounds like the first draft of something that a couple friends came up with over a cocktail napkin.
I know.
Hey, SpongeBob.
And they actually executed.
What are we doing under the water here?
And I wondered... When Steve Hillenburg, who created the show.
And God rest his soul.
No longer with us?
No longer with us. No. Passed away, I think, of cancer a couple years ago.
No. Oh, man.
Well, that was awful. An emergency break of the week.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
That was a bear trap.
Anyway, back to fun.
Yeah.
That was non-disclosure.
He sure enough did die 2 years ago. But, I thought about that. When he pitched the show... And started explaining it and storyboarded that, they had to look sideways at him. Just go, that's ridiculous.
Is it still in production?
No.
Are you sure?
It's not. I don't think so. Well, there's some spinoffs of it that are now out there. But no, these episodes that he created and...
It was ALS, actually. He passed away of ALS at 57 years of age.
57. Gosh, that guy was genius. But I did wonder about that because I've never done this, but it makes me want to do this. Be under the influence of something and watch a SpongeBob.
You want to smoke out and watch SpongeBob?
Yeah, just some sort of altered state and watch that. And as we'll talk about at 8:15, that's why it wasn't just aimed at kids. It was aimed at those who watched SpongeBob when they were 5, 6, 7 years old. They're now in their 20s.
Still good.
And that's why it just went so crazy the other day. Oh, my gosh. A graphic of SpongeBob between the goalpost. I mean, Ty Walker about lost his mind the other day when that was thrown up. Now, Ty's a little out of the demo.
He's like 50.
With that. But those who kind of had the Ty Walker mindset who are like 27 now, like my 20-year-old, he thought that was really cool. What they came up with the other day. And it also brought up with what we let our kids watch. And let's talk about that next.